Yeah, here we go. We'll take it back from you now, man.
Great. All right. Well, let's return to Craig and tonight's second half action with Ken and John.
All right. Thanks very much. Welcome back, Haynes and Skagway and anyone else tuning in. Glad you're joining us back here in Craig for second half action in this varsity boys matchup between the Haynes Glacier Bears visiting here and hosting are the Craig Varsity Boys Panthers here. John, pretty good first half, 29-15 the score. Panthers up.
Yep, Panthers up, taking advantage of some Haynes Glacier Bear turnovers. And a scrappy game, though. Fun to watch. A lot of high effort on both sides. They did sort out the personal foul issue, I think, with regard to Hudson Sage. Looks like, even according to the scorebook, he has three fouls. Kyle Klinger with two fouls. Josh Stearns, one. Matthew Green, two fouls. Keanu Lynch with two fouls. That wraps up the foul summary for the Haynes. The Glacier Bears going into the second half.
Over on the Panthers' side of the house, got a house with two fouls. Bird, one. Owen, one. Burnham, two. Dahlstrom, two. And that's going to do it. Total of total fouls for the Panthers. So no real foul trouble yet on the Panthers' side as things are going to get started here in the second half action. And
we'll see if they start Hudson Sage or bring him in later. He's such a strong presence there. He gets great position in the key and has outfought a few of the Craig Panthers for a number of rebounds here in the first half. It's impressive to watch him, actually.
And he loves playing the game. He's having a good time out there. He's giving it all. It's fun to watch as things will set up here for the second half action. Craig Panthers 29, Haynes Glacier Bears 15. Coach Britt now got him huddled up here on the sideline.
So coming out on the floor now, I see, let's see here, Sundberg, Lynch, Green, Kyle Klinger, and Stearns. Starting five for the second half.
And it'll be the starting five for the Panthers. Bird, Owen, Thane, Dahlstrom, and Scheidecker. It'll be Glacier Bear ball.
Lynch handling the ball now, bringing it into the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, finds Sundberg. Sundberg fakes the shot. Stepped on the baseline, actually on the end line, sideline rather, as he was making his move, and that'll cost the Haynes the ball.
Starts the second half with a turnover here. Nice break for the Panthers. Bird's going to walk it across half court. No backcourt pressure. And the Panthers going left to right now as we switch directions for the second half. Thane from the far side, guarded by Green. Thane goes inside, throws a elbow, blocks him off. Owen picks it up. Back to Thane. Thane not afraid of contact. Goes to Owen. They find Bird cutting underneath the basket. He's going to lay it up and in for two. Nice cut by Bird underneath. Nice pass by Owen, 31-15.
Sundberg with the ball now gets to Klinger at midcourt, trying to break the press, and they do so off to Lynch. Lynch pull up short with the ball off the backboard. Good.
Nice pump fake by Lynch. Gets the Panther, Scheidecker, airborne. Here comes Owen hustling across half court. Loses the handle on it.
Into the hands of Lynch. He's running down quick as he can. Ooh. Gets tripped up by Owen, it looks like.
And Owen fouls him from behind.
Close to traveling, so wasn't quite sure how it was going to end, but looks like, yeah, they're tagging Owen with the foul.
Owen second. Team's first of the half. And a timeout by the referee here. As I think we're going to get something to wipe the floor up with.
So, Matthew Green going to inbound underneath his own basket. Slaps the ball, calling the play. Finds Sundberg. Quick shot up.
Nails it.
20-footer, 2 points. 15-footer, rather, 2 points.
31-19, Panthers up as Bird's going to bring it across with 6:55 in the third period. Over to Owen. Owen, top of the key, looks for a cutter, finds Scheidecker's going to go inside. Dishes to Thane, wasn't ready. Shot's no good. Rebound. Thane comes down with it, kicks it out to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom goes baseline, fires at this two. No good. Rebound, Stearns.
Gets it back to Lynch. Way up court ahead to Sundberg. Sundberg saves it inbounds, gets it back up to Lynch. Lynch shoots, misses the rim.
Thane picks up the rebound. We're going the other coast. Coast goes up strong. Thane takes it to the hoop for two. Good strong play, 33-19.
Sundberg facing some pressure now, dribbling through pressure. Ball gets knocked away by Owen. He's going to recover it. He moves in.
Oh, that's a foul.
And they're going to call a blocking foul against screen. As Owen was driving to the basket.
That's going to be Green's third foul and the team's first of the half. Owen will inbound this for the Panthers under their basket. He finds Cutton underneath Scheidecker, and bam, Sundberg slams it away. Thane comes up with a loose ball rebound, put back no good. Dahlstrom put back no good, and then Thane fouls Stearns.
And it looks like that foul was assessed to Sundberg. Last foul. Not to Green.
And that'll be Thane's first foul, team's second of the half.
As Sundberg now moving the ball of court, find Lynch, break up the press.
Denying
to break up the press into Lynch, and the shot goes up, and
Owen goes airborne to block that ball out of the air.
Out of Stearns' hands. So Green will inbound again. Ball taken away by Bird. Quick pass up court to Owen. Owen's tripped by Lynch, but no foul called. Ball gets away. Goes out of bounds past the end line. And Haynes will take it back. Again, Green will inbound. Gets it to Sundberg. To Klinger. And ball knocked away into Sundberg's hands. Up ahead to Stearns. Stearns going to drive the hoop. Stop short.
Owen on the rebound.
Ball's up.
Going to get fouled.
Shot was up no good by Stearns. So ensuing rebound. Loose ball action. Foul called against Lynch. His third.
And the team's second of the half. It'll be Panther ball underneath their back, in the backcourt. Pressure on in the backcourt. Lynch back there to Dahlstrom. They get across half court. Owen puts the ball on the floor. Goes over far side to Thane. Thane with the dribble to Scheidecker at the high post, way up top. Bird. And Bird goes baseline. He's going to be called for carrying. Turns it over to the Glacier Bears. 33-19 the score, 5:27 to play.
Sundberg, third ball in the backcourt. Finds Stearns up ahead to Klinger. Klinger dribbling toward the hoop. He's going to put the shot up. Shovel shot off the backboard and good for Kyle Klinger.
33-21. Thane with the ball. Goes up strong.
Looks like he was fouled by Klinger. No foul called.
And a putback. Strong play by Thane. Puts it right back up and in for two. 35-21.
Sundberg with the ball. Moving quickly up court. Trying to save the ball from going out of bounds. Can't do it.
Turnover to the Panthers. And Scheidecker will inbounds for the Panthers in the backcourt to Bird. Bird's going to walk it up with Lynch in the backcourt. Across half court.
Guarded closely by Lynch.
And a
call
foul
Lynch,
called.
Though. Lynch was playing it pretty clean, but apparently got enough of...
And that's going to be his fourth foul.
So he'll come out replaced by big number 32, Hudson Sage.
And a timeout called by Haynes coach Brittenham with 4:53 to play in the third period. 35-21 the score. Panthers up by 14 as Brittenham gives them a breather and a redirects efforts here. Coach Isaacs on the Panthers side got them huddled up.
And of Haynes' 6 points this quarter, been shared by Lynch, Sundberg, and Klinger. As coach is Brittenham, is drawing up the play on his clipboard.
And Lynch taking a seat with four fouls now. As Sage comes into the ballgame to take over for him. No real foul trouble on the Panthers side still. Most anybody has is two fouls at this point. Only two team fouls for the Panthers and three team fouls for...
So out of the timeout, Haynes will be back on defense.
Bird gets the ball inbounds for the Panthers.
Sundberg knocks away.
Nice D by Sundberg as he read that pass. Knocks it out of bounds over on the far side, so Bird will inbounds for the Panthers.
He's guarded by Green.
Finds Owen. Owen cross court to Thane.
Thane's in a man-to-man defense.
They go to Scheidecker up top on the near side. Dahlstrom from the top of the key from the free throw line. Fires a 10-footer, no good rebound. Bird picks it up. Dribbles out to three. He's going to fire off the rim. No good. Loose ball into the hands of Fain. Goes up strong. No good. Loose ball. Bird chases it down. Nice hustle by the Panthers to maintain possession here for another attempt. To Owen. Owen's going to go baseline on the near side. Goes inside to Scheidecker. Scheidecker looking for a cutter. Nothing there. So he goes back to Owen outside. Nice defense in. There's Scheidecker going to the hoop strong. Up and in for two. Good patient work by the Panthers there to convert 37-21.
Sundberg up to Sage. Now back to Sundberg. He crosses half court. Top of the key. Pulls up. Three-point attempt up the front of the rim. No good. Ball gets knocked around in the hands of Green, who puts the shot up and is good. Foul on the attempt. So the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity here for Matthew Green.
That foul's going to be on the Panthers. Craig, number 32, Scheidecker. And that is his first foul of the game. And substitution for Haynes.
Out comes Sage.
Stearns, 22.
Yes, Stearns replaced by number 33, Dalton Klinger.
Yeah.
As Green shots up, no good. Knocked, gets knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Haynes.
Oh, there's a good break for the Glacier Bears, keeping possession of the ball in the backcourt.
Green has ball inbounds to Sundberg. Double team now, pulls up his dribble, tries to get the ball inside.
Scheidecker picks it up to Thane. Thane puts the ball on the floor to Owen. Owen's going baseline, pump fake, up and no good. But he's going to get a shot at the free throw line here, as that foul's going to be on the Glacier Bears, number 15, Green. And that's going to be Green's fourth foul, I believe. And Owen goes to the free throw line to shoot two. His shot is good. And he's going to get a second shot. Owen from the free throw line. 3:29 in the third period. 38-23. Owen's second shot is no good. Rebound, Blairs.
Like Kyle Klinger now up ahead to Sundberg. Pull it up off to Hudson Sage. Shots up no good. Rebound by Sundberg. Shot up no good. Ball knocked around. Looks like it's going to be knocked out by Scheidecker. So Haynes will retain.
Scheidecker swats that ball out of Klinger's, or Dalton Klinger's hands, out of bounds off the Panthers.
Green looking inbounds. Gets Klinger down the three-point line. Ball's over his head now to Sundberg. Sundberg took up the offense. Calling a play. He's at the top of the key. Over to Dalton Klinger. Klinger now into his brother.
Nice turn. No good. Rebound.
No good off the front of the rim.
Dahlstrom comes down with it. Hustles across half court. Down to the far side. Back up top to Bird. Bird puts the ball on the floor. Drives the paint. He goes up strong. Lays it up and no good. Rebound. Scheidecker.
Can't hang on.
Out by Sundberg.
Dalton Klinger finds the ball. Sundberg falls down. Keeps his dribble.
Nice play by Sundberg.
Dalton Klinger now off to Green. Green back to Sundberg. Top of the key. Knocked away by Owen.
Owen's going to go to the hoop. Lays it up and in for two. Nice take by Owen. 40-23. 2:28 in the third period.
Sundberg now bringing the ball up. Again, facing pressure in the backcourt. Ball gets tipped away.
Owen from behind.
Back up court. Way up court to Owen. Drives in. Back to Scheidecker. A little 3-5-foot jumper off, no good.
Rebound, Thane. Thane goes up strong from the left, and it's up and in for two. Nice take by Thane. He's finding his groove there.
And the Haynes will have a timeout here.
42-23, Craig Panthers up with 2:06 remaining. As Coach Brittenham and the Haynes Bears take a timeout, trying to give these boys a break and slow that Panther offense down at the moment. They seem to have found their groove.
Tanner Thane finding opportunities to make baskets. He's not their first typical go-to offensive player, but he's making an impact tonight.
He sure is. He's up to 9 points on the board for the Panthers. With on the Glacier Bears side, Klinger sitting on 10 right now himself.
Yep. 7 for Sundberg. Haynes, though, have yet to convert one of their 7 free throw attempts, so 0 for 7 from the line at this point. So far, Panthers on a 13-8 scoring for the third period here. So far, the Panthers up by 5 in the third period, extending that lead. As the boys take the court here,
and out of the timeout, Haynes will retain its current five starters. To Sundberg with the ball, coming across, facing the double team, left, right, now dribbles to the right, gets the ball up to Klinger, back to Sundberg, way out, far past the three-point line, off the front of the rim, no good, rebound, Dahlstrom.
Dahlstrom pulls it in, kicks it out, oh, into the hands of Sundberg, takes that pass away, intended for Thane. Sundberg back up
to Dalton, Klinger finds Kyle Klinger, goes up for the easy bucket.
That was a nice play, nice move there. Brothers knew where each other were there. I assume they're brothers. 42-25 as Bird's going to walk it across half court with a minute 30 remaining in the third period. To Owen, comes near side to Owen, not closely guarded. Goes way low cutting. Sundberg takes that ball away, but Dahlstrom goes up strong. Anyway, and a foul called.
They'll tag this one, I think, on Sundberg. Yep. Sundberg would commit to
first foul.
Second?
Okay, second foul. Team's fifth, and that'll send Dahlstrom to the line to shoot two. His first shot is good. And substitution
into the game now. Number 21, Jacob Stegen, will replace Hudson Sage.
And Dahlstrom will get a second attempt from the free throw line.
Stinger lined up the same side as Kyle Klinger.
And it is good.
Klinger, rather.
44-25, Panthers up, a minute 19.
Sundberg.
Oh, that pass taken away by Bird. Up and no good. Rebound, Sundberg.
Comes down with the ball, reach around by Craig Panthers. Can't find it, but Sundberg's trying to lead. Dalton Klinger up ahead. Klinger can't catch up with it. Ball goes out of bounds. Craig will get the ball back.
Substitution for the Glacier Bears.
Stearns in, replacing
Dalton
Klinger.
And the Panthers, Bird, will walk this ball up the court. No pressure in the backcourt. A minute 4.
Haynes now back in his own defense.
Bird goes far side. Scheidecker puts the ball on the floor, goes baseline in the corner, gets trapped. Way cross-court pass is going to go out of bounds. And that'll turn the ball over to the Glacier Bears. Not a good choice there.
And the inbound to Sundberg. Faces pressure, moves off to the left. Gives the ball up to Green. Green back to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, looking to pass. Finds Stegen. Stegen back to Sundberg. Finds now Stearns all alone. Stearns up 3 points.
Oh, nailed it.
Good. So 3 points, second for Josh Stearns.
44-28, Panthers up, 27 seconds. Dahlstrom from the corner answers with his own 3 points from deep in the corner.
Sundberg up ahead to Klinger. Klinger trying to break this press. Klinger now gets it back to Sundberg, driving in toward the baseline. Back to Stearns. Stearns puts up a three-pointer again off the back rim. No good. Long rebound. Bounces around off a couple guys' heads. Klinger ends up with the ball.
Thane
moves it to Thane.
To Owen. Owen's going to go to the hoop strong. Denied. Block. Check. Bird on the rebound and a foul call.
Nice check by Green on the shot attempt. And that was the end of the quarter.
That was the end of the quarter. I just looked like he was making a foul call before it. No call. Yep. Okay. So as time expires on the third period, it's Craig Panthers 47, Haynes Glacier Bears 28. We'll send it back to KHNS for a 60-second timeout.